He's fine. I still wish I could get my money back, though.
Thanks. You fucked up, and there's a 90-day return policy.
God damn it.
I'd like to cash in on a 90-day return policy.
For real.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Dude, I could get so much fucking money, not just from Dan, but like,
yeah,
I could get so much money back.
Imagine if you could get your money back from not only like the money you've spent on men, but like the time you've invested in. I'd be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I gotta ask. Mm. What month did you start dating your ex?
Which?
The one you just broke up. The one we're about to talk about.
We were Facebook official in December.
December?
Yeah, it was like literally right before you and I were like Facebook official.
So December, January, February, March.
I'm past the 90 days, huh?
You are past the 90 days.
Damn it. What about like...
I want to say this, and I don't mean it in a mean way. I saw that on Facebook, and I went, that's going to be 3 to 6 months.
He did call it.
Yeah, you should have just fucking told me not to.
He did call it.
Tell you not to. Yeah.
You did. And then you told me to break up with him multiple times.
From like a month in.
And you told me to break up with him multiple times. And I was like, I'm probably going to break up with him. But I need to see more red flags before I make that decision.
There were so many.
So many red flags. You know what, Dan? What we're going to start doing now is I'm going to have you start screening my boyfriends. I'm going to have them fill out a boyfriend application. And you are going to screen them because literally you told me, let me pick out your next dude. And I was like, all right.
Oh my God.
They're going to have to go through a screening process and Dan is going to, you're going to find me an actual high value man one day. Okay.
Amy, you are putting way too much fucking trust into him.
The question is, I'm scared for you. Can he be married?
No.
No, we're not wrecking homes.
God.
I was saying she could be with a millionaire tomorrow, but if they can't be married.
Oh my goodness. My God. I already dealt with a cheater. I'm not trying to deal with another one, bro.
I mean, unless they have like an open marriage. Know.
Yeah, I'm not interested in a married man. Thank you, though.
I mean,
Nah. I want to be the only woman in his life.
I agree.
And then he's only there half the fucking week.
No.
So you still get half the week by yourself?
No. I'm not going to share custody of my man.
You don't want to fuck the pool boy?
No.
That's
the pool boy?
Yeah, the pool boy is super single and super broke.
Yeah, but he could also probably still have very, very adequate wiener.
Wiener.
And broke.
I just would like a good man that knows how to work on cars, that likes bikes, will protect me. Provide for me, lay some good dick.
Okay, my question is, how good does the dick have to be? Let's just say the dude has a decent personality, good personality. Like, you guys have fun, you don't really argue. How good does the dick have to be, or in your case,
wiener?
Hypothetically,
wee wees.
That's disturbing.
Yeah,
pee pees.
How good? How good does the wiener have to be with a decent personality but minimum wage job?
No.
Minimum wage job?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
No.
No.
We're not fucking with good.
I'm not supporting a dude.
He's probably also like
Let's just say he has his own place or
How does he have his own place with a minimum wage job?
I make as much as I make and I have a roommate, okay? So let's just remember that this is Washington.
And I make less than you and I have a mortgage.
Well, yeah, I could afford it way easier if I had a mortgage.
So, point is,
not all of us
matter.
Can get mortgages, Amy.
You also bought your house how long ago?
I just refinanced it this fall.
Well, refinance is a little bit different than buying it.
Well, I had to buy my ex-husband out of it, so I had to have all of the financial and credit qualifications in order to refinance to buy my
home. Really great credit?
I do.
Yeah, like, you were in a better position.
Okay.
But you also, like, where you were sitting within the house, because I'm guessing you guys had a bunch of equity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were sitting in a pretty decent spot, and you probably bought it at a good time.
It was right when the interest rates started going up crazy, but still.
Right now, they're fucking crazy.
What are they right now?
They're like hitting like 10%.
Oh, God damn. So when we bought our house, our mortgage rate was like 4%.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's slightly high, but
now
like,
it's 6.1. But it's enough where that's, you know, my mortgage is, you know.
But still, like, programs these days, like, you have to have, like I said before, like, my credit score, I fucked up when I was younger, and now I'm trying to fix it. Mm-hmm. COVID did not help.
Yeah.
It was going up, and COVID happened, and it went back down. Meow. No, like the where you have to be at for like your credit score, mm-hmm. and then they want like so much fucking down, like a right. lot down.
And your debt to income ratio matters too, and all that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
How did we start talking about mortgages?
We got off subject.
We did get off subject.
I don't want a broke man, but I do want good dick.
I was saying is, let's just say he's got a roommate, all of his bills are paid.
That's he probably fine. Has like fucking four baby mamas too.
No baby mamas.
I know
no baby mamas.
Decent personality. Like good personality. You don't argue. You have fun. Makes you laugh.
I would have probably.
He's sweet, caring.
I would have accepted at my age now. I will not accept minimum wage. If I make more than you, then it's not.
It's not attractive.
I don't want to feel like I have to like
take care
financially
of
take care of a dude. Yeah. Or like he's going to.
I love she's like, I can't make more than him in like half the month. She's making more than me.
I just went and bought another pair of Air Forces today. I have a fucking problem.
Yeah, like I would make more than her, but because of the bartending, she can literally go work Friday, Saturday night and making tips.
Damn.
When I make it.
Can I? Is your job hiring? Damn, girl. I don't know how to bartend, but teach me.
We do need somebody for Friday or Saturday.
I can put my tits out, get lots of tips.
Do you have bartending experience?
No, but okay. You can teach me.
I could.
She's like, no, I can't.
I could. It's pretty fucking easy. It's a dive bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might be interesting.
There's probably only like 12 basic drinks everybody gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's easy as fuck. If it's ever like, Cody, how the fuck do you make this shot? Like, it's easy to like remember counts and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk.
Yeah, bartending's easy as fuck. But yeah, I mean at least $1,000 in tips a week.
Yeah. So we. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
There was one day she literally made my week's pay in two nights.
She's also very beautiful too. So people are probably like throwing money at her.
St. Patty's Day, I made like $900.
God damn.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I go in there and I tell people that they need to tip their bartender.
Oh, good. You're a good boyfriend.
Or I'm going to hurt them.
Yeah. See, that's what I need right there.
I also tell them daddy needs bike parts and they're expensive.
I will say, Mike actually said to me on Tuesday, he's like, I actually like it when like Dan comes and hangs out. He's like, because it keeps the crowd like from getting too rowdy when there's a lot of people outside. He's like, people kind of tend to stay in line.
Ooh.
When Dan is standing there next to me. He's like, it's hard to manage that many people by myself. He's like, but when they see Dan, they kind of just like don't act a fool outside.
Dan's the enforcer.
It's true. They'll be like coming. It's now that you say that I can think about it. And like, they'll come out the door, just like a bull out of a chute, just rowdy as fuck. They come around, they see me and Mike there. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, ooh.
Yeah. They're
and
like,
they walk over to the covered area, or sometimes they walk out, they turn towards us and they go back.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
They're like, okay.
They're like, and exit.
I have my own bodyguard at work.
So nice. Right there in the back of Bumpy's between the patio and then the covered area,
mm-hmm.
like the where you can drink in the parking lot, the little corner. When there's always, because for some reason, my group of people,
you guys just hang out like right there.
Yeah. And yeah, people are like, so, excuse me.
That's so funny.
I just like bust through all you guys. I'm like, move out of my way.
Move, bitch.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
No, if I said that, there would probably be words said.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, to me, and then me and her are gonna have a conversation. Yeah.
But yeah, so to answer your question, if a dude has really good fucking dick but makes minimum wage, that's an absolute fucking hell no.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah,
been there, done that. It's gotten me nowhere.
Go get a better job.
What if the dude's making seven figures and a micro penis?
Can he eat pussy?
I would assume so. Let's say
a micro penis though.
Okay, let's say little dick. Let's say he's got a 3 to 4 incher.
What is that hard?
Yeah, that's hard.
Erect.
That's erect.
I've been there and done that.
I don't know who measures their dick soft.
No.
I mean,
is it your ex-husband?
It was my first baby daddy, and then a few men that I've been with. And I was like, nah, I can't do this.
Yeah, remember when I said remember when I said I dated the part Filipino dude?
Yeah.
It just, and it was just not satisfying.
No, can't do it.
I'm going to stop having her on the podcast. The more she's on this podcast, the more guys come out of the fucking closet that she's dated. And I was like,
literally told you about him.
This guy to this guy.
It was the guy that I dated right before my last.
Your side.
That's how I got affiliated with this area. No, not my side dude.
We're just going to pretend like you didn't hear that. Wipe that look off your face. Yeah. The blood drained from your face. It's fine.
I'm like, literally, Dan fucking told me how he dated an Asian chick and then would tell her that he likes fucking...
Oh, no.
He likes shrimp fried rice or something that.
I would
he
look
likes
at her.
He looks at your pussy because he likes shrimp fried rice.
Oh, my God.
No, I would tell her, I'd be like, do you know why I love you? She's like, why? He's like, because I love Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
If you ever say out loud that you loved another woman ever again... I'm she's scalping gonna you.
She's going to scalp you. Not she'll cut be, you, but scalp
she'll be,
you.
She'll be fine. And then she'd look at me. She'd be like, I'm Filipino, you asshole. And I'd be like, rice is rice.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking done. I'm exiting this conversation.
And then she would also be like, sometimes she'd be like, what do you want for dinner? I'd be like, tuna by three.
My God. I would have kicked you in the face. Kicked you in the face.
You're so fucking stupid.
The worst one, though. So she really loved cats.
I think I already know what you're
saying. And I was like, I figured out why you like cats so much.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, why? And I was like, because you always want to keep a snack around.
Oh, wow. My fucking God.
I got hit for that one.
Yeah.
I got hit really hard for that one.
I would not.
It was definitely worth it, though.
Take a guy with a micro penis, but I would take a guy with like an average size penis.
I would take a guy
I'm saying below average size penis making seven figures a year. So at least a mil.
I need to have like good sex.
Dude probably has hella small dick energy. I'll pass.
Yeah.
Nope. Same. Decent personality. Good personality.
Nah.
You guys have fun. Makes you laugh. He's sweet. Caring.
Like he's a very, very sweet man and treats me very well.
Yeah. I'm going to say you have like no complaints with him as a person.
Okay. I'll take it.
I just don't.
He's just got to eat.
She just wants that fucking Louis bag.
I'll buy my own fucking Louis bag.
The fuck you will.
Well, you know what? I have been going for sex. Maybe I should go for being happy and having my bills paid. Maybe I should switch it up.
Also, not being sexually satisfied makes you wander. So think about that. It's true. That shit's true as fuck.
Yeah,
if you are not sexually satisfied,
I probably cheat.
Whether you're a man or a woman, you are going to fucking wander.
I'd hit up the Aquarius and be like, "Daddy."
it turns out that like bad sex doesn't actually make a woman cheat. It's literally how they're treated by their dude.
I can't agree with that.
So I had.
I'm not saying.
I had
I'm not
both.
Saying, I'm not
I've
saying,
had.
So that's why I wandered.
I'm not saying every time.
Yeah,
I do think
I'm saying the majority of women, when they cheat, it's literally because of how they're
because
made.
Because their emotions
and like shit.
Rule.
Yeah, because how they feel, not how many fucking orgasms they've had this week.
Yeah.
I do also, agree with that. I mean, also too, I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit of both, though, because.
It doesn't help, but.
Yeah. You're like, you treat me like shit and you don't fuck me. Rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will find some elsewhere.
Speaking of,
I'll go get treated like shit by somebody who dicks me down well. Okay, bye.
That's healthy. That's
at least flag. I'm having orgasms. Okay.
That's a red flag. That's
I wasn't even having orgasms at that point either.
It's my girlfriend over here just throwing around red flags. Might be single after
then
this
I met
podcast.
You. Well, I met you, and then I was like, oh, perfection.
There you go, Dan.
Don't lie.
Oh, that one.
The green one.
All right, I'm still learning. The pink one's the beta voice one, right?
What?
Did you listen to the Wifey Material podcast? No, don't lie.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
I need to listen to that one.
Because I kept pressing the buttons and you were so mad because you're like, shit, fucked off my whole family.
Yeah, it's like.
I was dying at work. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm listening to myself and I'm cracking myself up.
Jesus Christ.
I actually had a few people ask questions about that, but we'll cover that on next episode because we got so much to talk about today.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the last dude who was dicking you down. Unless you've had dick in the last week.
No. Insecure pussy boy.
Yeah. Insecure bitch boy.
Sorry, was I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Okay, no, cool. No, 100%.
Just name drop.
I didn't even meet the man, but like literally everything that I heard, I was like, how insecure is this dude? Like grow a fucking pair. Well,
yeah, like that one time we were over here and I showed you his text because we just were like, recording and I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Because
God forbid you didn't fucking respond within an hour.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's how
emotional
it always-
damage.
I need to be compensated for my emotional damage.
Where's that refund at?
Oh my God.
Know your fucking place, trash.
I need to find that soundboard. Oh, so his name, you want me to name drop him?
Yeah.
Whitney Howitt.
Oh, you nasty ass bastard! You fucking nasty ass motherfucker! That's nasty, man! I like your funny words, magic man.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Molly's like, what? She's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Whitney Howitt from Tacoma.
And what happened?
All the things. Did you just hear There's so much. My head hurts.
What happened Saturday?
I broke up with him on Saturday.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
So Dan has been telling me to break up with him for a while. I would.
Oh my.
So.
Hey, me too.
And you too. Evan, my other guy friends. I would. So I kept some of the stuff in for a little while because I was like, I don't want to.
Stop it. Get some help.
Ava. Daniel.
I kept a lot of stuff in at first because I knew if I told my friends what was going on, they'd be like, fucking dump him, right?
Another one.
Another one.
So, I've got to use these. It took me hours to find all these.
It's okay? Like I've been waiting. He's fully loaded right now, ready to
Babe, just unload keep the clip. Just keep them loaded and just like play them throughout the podcast.
How dare you?
So I started to kind of share with you things that he would say or do or text me. We were here recording the house arrest guy episode. Mm-hmm. And he started, that's kind of when he started like really freak out. I listened like, hey, like I'm gonna record with him, blah blah blah.
And at least you're telling him, like, yeah. You're being honest.
I was being honest.
It
with
was
him.
Like just like upfront honesty. The entire fucking time. So it's like, don't be insecure as fuck when I'm literally sitting here telling you, like,
yeah.
Hi, just don't feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. This is the situation. Like, It's not like you were hiding it.
No. And you, I mean, I showed you his text messages. He got mad because I wasn't responding within an hour. So I had him come over. I think it was the night after that because I was tired. And so he comes over and I'm exhausted. And I didn't want to have sex. And he accused me of cheating on him. Yep. I'm like, what the fuck?
Emotional damage.
Yeah.
Amy's like, what do you think he fucking did? Just bent me over the fucking table?
Yeah, he goes,
in front of everybody.
Yeah. He goes, did something happen between you? I go, are you fucking serious?
He was
I go,
here with his
Dan was here with
girlfriend.
His girlfriend. Talon was here with his girlfriend. I was like, I was like, we were all there. I was like, are you fucking serious right now? So that's kind of when shit kind of started to go downhill. But a week into the relationship, and I think I told you guys about this that night that we were recording, a week into the relationship. So let me back up. We have known each other for like 14 years, reconnected 2 years ago, been talking on and off, started hanging out this summer, started to get more serious this fall. Just I was kind of, you know, playing it cool, whatever. Also was talking with other dudes too. So it was like, whatever. We started getting more serious in December. A week in, we're just sitting there in his kitchen and he randomly pulls out his phone and he puts his phone on the table and he goes, look, I don't even have any girls on Snapchat. I go, this is weird. But I'm like, I'm going to let him keep talking. So he opens up his Snap and he goes, look, I don't even have any girls. I go, huh? I go, where's my chat thread at? Because I snapped you 2 weeks ago. All these Snapchats from these dudes are from like 38, 42, 50, whatever weeks ago. And as I'm saying, you deleted all the chat threads and you didn't realize that you deleted me. You fucked up. A chat from Kiana pops up. And as I go, who's Kiana? He snatches the phone off the table. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, well, I don't know why she's saying this. And I'm like, what is she saying? And I go to take his phone. He's, oh no, she's mad because we got together. She thinks she saw something on my story. I go, you didn't post anything to your story.
Mm-hmm. He goes, okay.
I go, yeah, no, okay is right.
Yeah.
So I catch him in this lie, and he's saying, oh, I was just so worried about impressing you. Blah, 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 blah. I deleted her. I don't know how she could still message me. I know it's all bullshit, right? Mm-hmm.
So that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, it was all a lie.
Yes, it was.
Because Kiana is actually his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever, that he's been seeing for the last 2.5 years.
Wait, so at this, like, currently still?
Yes.
Oh! Wait, I thought they...
So listen, when I made it Facebook official between me and him, he broke it off. He blocked her on social media.
Yeah, he blocked her so she couldn't see.
And said he told her that he was taking time to become a better man.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Also, too, like, let's be totally fucking honest. We all know how I feel about Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Snapcheat.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But like. No fucking dude only has dudes as his friends.
I know.
On
I'm like, I know
Snapchat.
This is bullshit, bro. I know this and is bullshit.
And the same with women.
Yeah.
It's like we have people from the opposite sex on our fucking Snap.
Yeah.
But like, if you're going to like, I said it earlier, you're going to like just take out your phone and be like, hey, look at all my stuff. Yeah. Look at all this. Look at all this. It's like, bro, you're not going to fucking show me.
Yeah.
It, before you deleted all the shit.
And that's what he said. He goes, if you don't believe me, you can look through my phone. I go, I'm not going to look through your phone because I already know that you deleted everything. I go, yeah, I'm not you're fucking like, stupid.
I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
For real, too. Like, there's times where I'm like, I don't even want to look through that.
Yeah, I have no desire to look through it. Number one, I'm not that kind of girl. But number two,
I know that my own feelings.
I know that you already deleted everything that you're worried about anyways. And so I'm a little toxic, right? So well,
here's also the thing real quick. Even if there is nothing on your partner's phone that crosses any lines, at least during the time that you guys have been together, you're going to find something that's going to piss you off.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to like dig through photos and find like the couple. I've got 10,000 photos on my phone. I'm sure if I went through, I would find a fucking picture of an ex that I haven't deleted because I have 10,000 fucking photos.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has photos on her phone.
Yeah. I have 80,000 photos on my phone.
Literally, I remember having an ex and I went through and I had pictures that I hadn't deleted. She saw one. I was like, you know what? You're right. I haven't gone through my phone in quite a while. I'm going to fucking clean up.
I can't remember the last time I went through my photos and like went through and deleted photos.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like on my camera roll, I'm like, there's shit from fucking years back.
I stood in my kitchen by myself and I slowly went through like all 10. Actually, I probably got more than 10. It was like 10,000 back then. At least 10,000 photos. Fucking just finding every single picture of like an ex or something that's not in my life, every single thing, even like dirty photos from like of myself from like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single one.
Wait, I don't get any of those.
I don't even know what to say to that. You're over here with wiener in and around your mouth.
Honestly. Where's my wiener pics?
I'll start sending you more wiener pics.
Okay, thanks,
you're welcome. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Oh my. Anyways, sat there, selected every single one I could. I think it came out to like 100 something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the tip of the iceberg in the camera roll.
Yeah.
Whatever. I went to go hit delete and I guess I'd selected like so many to delete at once that the fucking photos app like freaked out, shut down, shut out, like closed out. I'm like, damn. And didn't delete any of them.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm like, not going back through and fucking doing that.
So I went back. I went back through. I guess it had to have been more than 100. It was a lot. Went through half. Selected. Because I remember how many I had selected at the time. Selected half. Hit delete. Did the same thing. I was like, what am I going to have to do? Like, delete 20 at a fucking time?
Yeah, basically.
Also, too, you did this because an ex-girlfriend got mad at you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, at the time we were dating.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. So you guys were dating and she got mad because there were photos of other people on your phone.
Yeah, because she saw one photo that I didn't even know was on my phone. There was photos I had no idea I still had.
Gotcha.
Because literally, I've had an iPhone since 2010.
I would say, like, if it was something like, if you still had explicit photos of other women on your phone, that'd be something that I'd be a little...
Yeah, that's different.
Well, that's way different. Like, I feel like when you break up with somebody, you need to delete all of their explicit photos that they've ever sent.
But when I went through it...
they don't, though, but yeah.
When I went through it, yeah, I found some of those. But you got to realize, like, it was literally from, like, 6-7 years ago. I'd had a fucking iPhone for 10 fucking years.
Yeah.
I've had an iPhone for going on 13 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really delete photos. I still have
I don't delete photos from
my last fucking, from my first fucking iPhone.
And that's what I told him. I go, look, I go, the difference between you and me is that I don't delete shit out of my phone. I said what I said, and I don't got shit to hide. So I'm hella toxic. And like 45 minutes later, I go, look, I'm not going to hide from you what's in my Snapchat. And I went through and I showed him. I was like, I got all these dudes in here. I said, you fuck up. I said, there's a line of dudes waiting. I said, so watch your place. And he's got up from the bed and started crying. He's, I can't believe you sent other dudes pictures of yourself. I'm like, it was like 30 weeks ago, but the fact that you're getting mad at me, yet you're literally snapping Kiana, you can shut the fuck up.
Because he was guilty.
Yeah, he was super guilty.
I will say, throwing in his face the whole, I've got to line up a dude.
I let him know. I'm like,
low blow, but
I was pissed.
No, so
I would have been pissed too if I found another chick snapping.
So if you took the Kiana thing out of it, which it is a little shady, you can't really prove anything. So for me, it's like,
he obviously got very defensive.
Yeah.
Did, but one, it looks bad, but on the other side, like, you didn't necessarily see anything.
I knew the way he acted when he got... I knew it was something. My gut told me...
You're confirmed now, but at the time, you couldn't prove it. So you really...
But I also let him know, don't fucking play with me.
Because we've all been accused of shit that we didn't actually do. So.
I feel like, though, like, your actions in that moment will prove if you're fucking guilty or not. Right. Like, if you like,
snatch the phone...
Snatch your phone. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. She... Oh my God.
And you won't let me see it. And you're like,
You can, but at the same time, you still can't. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, you still can't prove it because you didn't actually see anything. You just have a reaction.
Right. Well, his reaction told me.
But what I'm trying to get at is take that out of the equation. Mm-hmm. If somebody would have told me that, if I was dating someone like, I got this line of dudes, I'd have just fucking walked out and be like, have fun with them.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, and that's the problem is that he has no self worth or self value. He was sitting there fucking crying because I hadn't recently snapped anybody, but I let him know, like, I'm not gonna hide shit from you. These are dudes that I used to talk to. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I'm deleting shit. Don't fucking lie.
I'm also not gonna sit here and pretend that I've never talked to anybody else that in my part. Fucking life but you.
That you part. Pretend that I was a virgin till I met you.
You were a virgin until you met me.
Yeah.
I don't pretend. That's facts.
So as time
stop it. Get some help.
Jesus.
God damn it.
So as time goes on, you know, I'm at work and I get busy and he would start to progressively ask me more, like if I wouldn't respond within an hour. Babe, are you okay? Your energy's off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just working. I'm
fucking working.
He would ask me multiple times a day, multiple times a week. And I'm like, I have told you numerous times that I'm at work and sometimes I cannot answer my phone. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong. It means that I'm busy. So his continued, well, what's wrong? Your energy's off. And I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking busy.
It's just annoying.
That on top of him starting to be more controlling, being more worried about things, he would like literally sit there in the kitchen and start crying, please don't ever leave me. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking cooking chili right now, why are you fucking crying? Dude,
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
There's no fucking way.
No,
there's he would sit no there. Fucking
have you
way.
Ever seen me cry?
No.
You ever seen me get sad?
No.
You well, never will.
I mean, yeah,
my mom will die, you will not see me shed a tear.
It's not attractive when a dude
it's
cries
not.
I'll go cry to my brothers, you won't see me cry.
When yeah, you said not. On the podcast, if a dude cries, I was dying because I was thinking he has literally been crying to me so fucking much.
Oh my God,
I couldn't say anything at the time, but yeah. I was like, yep.
So
no.
Yep.
Women do not like when they see, because there's a difference between vulnerability
right.
and weakness.
Right.
That's men, weakness.
Men,
right.
men are more vulnerable in a relationship generally than women because we are more able to be ourselves. That's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are being us. We're not fucking hiding anything.
Right.
Weakness is something like crying, getting your ass kicked, something like that. Like there was a chick who was on a podcast and they were they were talking about relationships and stuff, and her boyfriend was an MMA fighter. Watched her boyfriend. I mean, very good fight. Very good fighter. I think it was on, like, it was up there. Professional, right? Watched the fight. I think it was, like, third round in. Gets knocked the fuck out. She breaks up with him.
Really?
Not right afterwards, but, like, down the road. It was not the same. She watched her boyfriend get his ass handed to him.
Because he looks weak.
And she could never look at him the same way.
Because he looks weak.
I feel like, in the sense of, like, if it's, like, the loss of a family member or, like, something like that.
Something tragic. That's different.
Like, that's way fucking different. But in that sense, like, with him, like, if you're just sitting here fucking crying in the kitchen because I didn't text you back while I was at work.
Right.
No, I'm going to tell you, go fucking find your balls. I think you fucking lost them.
Yeah.
And get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
pussy. Okay. Like, that's pussy shit. Like, don't big fucking bitch do that.
Energy.
If I'm not sitting here crying, first of all, I would never fucking cry if Dan didn't text me back for an hour.
Right.
That's insecurity at its fucking finest. And that is, like, the biggest fucking red flag.
Although I'm going to start texting you every 5 minutes if you don't text me back.
I will block you.
He doesn't even text me that much.
He barely texts me back.
It is funny though.
The only time I will, like, be like, if I know you're not at work and I know you're not sleeping and I need an answer or something, that's the only time I blow you up.
But, like,
or I'll just call you.
All of us, we all, like, literally work with our fucking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm at work right now. I can't just fucking.
I'm fucking kidding.
We're both gonna stab you right now.
Yeah. It's like I'm not just gonna fucking watch my phone all fucking day long.
Uh-huh.
The second that you fucking text me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna fucking immediately text you back. I will say, like, in the start of a relationship, I do, like,
be, like, more attentive.
I was definitely more like, me and Dan texted all the fucking time.
That is not true.
What do you mean?
The first couple weeks, I didn't even know she liked me because I would send her a text and I wouldn't get a response for, like, three hours.
So you thought that she didn't like you?
Yeah.
Because she was busy?
Because I knew she wasn't busy.
Oh.
And I wasn't getting texts back.
Also,
I didn't freak out about it. I was just like, well, if she doesn't like me, she doesn't like me. I'll fucking move on.
Well, with Dan, I didn't want him to think that I was, like, too eager.
Ah, you're not playing it cool.
I was trying to be cool. But then the thing is then I'll forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, and then I'll go through my shit like, oh shit. He texted me hours ago.
I haven't responded. Like, what was it? Like, it was like one of the first days we were texting. She's like, oh, I'm getting my hair done. I was like, oh, like, we were talking about it at some point. I was like, oh, send me a picture. Let's see how the hair looks. She's like, I didn't realize she was still getting her hair done because it had been like a couple hours. But she was like, oh, I'll send you a picture when I'm done. Like, 5 hours goes by.
I know, like, I sent him a video, like, of myself, like, walking into work.
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember also, what I said.
Also, I thought
that
was the, like, cutest fucking thing ever. I was like, oh my God, he wants to see a picture of my hair? That's so cute.
She thinks the hair, I just wanted to see some pictures that weren't on Facebook dating.
Oh.
Don't give a fuck about
hey, I was very raw on my fucking Facebook dating profile. I had, like, full body photos of myself on my Facebook dating
profile.
I'm very aware.
That's the wrong one. I'm not even going to try to press the right one. Which I was going to do the clapping one.
The applause?
Yeah.
It's the red one. No, I got to the point, like, I wasn't even messaging or talking or even interested if they didn't have, like, a full body shot on Facebook dating. Because there's just...
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, if a woman's taking, like, selfies or tits up,
mm-hmm.
you hiding some.
Yeah.
You are hiding some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole crying thing about not texting back, that's
he would cry all the fucking time. And it just got to the point where I was like, bro, like, I need some space. So it got to the point where I was like, I had a lot going on with my kids, with my job, my car, everything, just life. And I was like, and he would be with me from the moment my kids would leave to their dads to the moment they would come back. And he would cry on Sundays. I'm so sad to leave you.
You're like, dude, you're adding to the stress in my life right now.
I'm like, fucking pull your balls out of your ass and fucking man the fuck up.
Also, you are not the type of chick. I mean, like, you're a lot like me in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not the type of fucking women to do it with. I will call you the fuck out.
No, it was so hard not to. It was so hard not to.
Because you don't want
to
fucking be a total bitch. No. Like, you don't want to. You don't want to break the dude's fucking heart. You're like, right. I actually care about you. Yeah, but I'm like, well, he's why maybe, are you acting like
maybe
this?
Maybe he's just like super sensitive. Maybe he just really loves me. I don't know. Because he'd be like, I love you. You're my soul. You're my world. I want to give you everything. I want you to be my wife. I can't wait to get married to you. Let's go get married. Tattoo.
Emotional damage.
So it was just, it was too much for me. And honestly, when I would read his good morning text messages, I couldn't even finish reading them. I would go, fuck off. Because it was just these long paragraphs of like, you're my world, I live your soul. And just, I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Say, Jesus good morning, Christ. I love you, have a good day. Keep it short and sweet. And I told him that, and he got mad. What do I say to
you? I'm like, good morning, babe. Hope you're sleeping well. Hope you have a good day. Love you.
Right. Keep it short and sweet.
I mean, like, he gets very cute.
Yeah, but he doesn't write you paragraphs on paragraphs.
It's not paragraphs, but right. it's definitely like three,
maybe four sentences at most.
That's how it should be done. That's the correct way to send a good morning text message.
Hold on a second.
Molly. Sorry, Molly likes to bark.
It's okay. It's also Molly's first time over here.
I know. Molly's like, hello? Where am I?
Oh, she's already back. She's already back in her bed. I know. She's looking so sad. She ain't got Bumper to play with. Molly's like, I miss Oliver.
Her and Oliver are the ones that play. Bumper wants nothing to do with playing with Molly. Like, fucking Molly and Oliver will be like, Oliver's my cat.
Oh.
And they'll be wrestling, and Bumper will, like, come up like, ah! Like, trying to, like, mediate the situation.
Oh. Bumper's like this old-ass little pug.
Yeah.
That wears a
diaper. My roommate's dog.
He wears a diaper? Oh.
Yeah, because he fucking pees in my fucking house.
Oh. Drives me nuts. Were we talking about crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And morning text messages.
It's just
too much. It was love bombing.
It's just the two. Oh, it love is love bombing.
It was love bombing. And it felt like
that
love bombing.
That is exactly what it is.
If I ever get to the point that I need to love bomb you, I'm just going to leave you.
Yeah.
No, but it's more running. Like, too, like, in a sense, like, if you're love bombing your partner, it's also like a manipulation tactic. Mm-hmm.
I'm a really great guy and I really love you.
Yeah. Like, you. Every narcissist I've been with.
Yeah.
Is fucking notorious for love bombing because they're really good at like being a piece of shit and like doing shitty things and
pretending they're a great
but then guy. Showing like, oh my god, well I just love you so much and I do everything for you and you are the light of my life and then you're like, well why do you treat me like shit then,
right? Or as soon as you say no, you see a completely different side of them and you're like, oh, so this is who you really are.
Yeah.
And I knew I would see it if I held my boundary long enough, and it was hard. And it got to a point where I was like, look, dude, I need the evening to myself. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
You're a single mom, dude.
We're always together. We don't always have, you don't always have to be over here. And I just need an evening to take a bath. And I think we recorded that night and I was like, I'm going to go home and take a bath, right? He literally fucking blew my phone up with all these text messages of like, you know, I don't know why you'd want me to come over. I'm not trying to read into it, but like, I feel like you're going to break up with me. I'm like, I
am if you don't shut up.
Yeah, I for real, told like, him that. Calm the fuck down.
And I think I told you the next day, I was like, I went off because he would not stop. And he was like, and I was like, I'm going to take an evening to take a bath and I'm going to knock out. You should do something. He's like, it's fine. I literally just want to like, what I can't do, I can't. So like, it's fine. It's just another day. And I told him, I go, knock that shit off. And I called him and I fucking went the fuck off on him. And I'm like, if you don't fucking give me the space that I need, this is not going to work. If you can't be secure in our relationship and secure with yourself, this is not going to work. I need you to fucking give me my space. And when I tell you I need space, I need you to respect it. And if you're going to blow my fucking phone up, I will fucking end shit with you.
He's okay.
And it's not like you're needing space from the relationship. You're like, I just need
mental space to like, recharge.
Yeah, you're like, I am fucking like mentally drained.
Yeah.
I just need time by myself.
And while I was starting, at that point, I was also starting to feel like he was a leech. Like he would just sit there and he wanted to be in my house. Just
sucking the energy out.
He was unhappy with, because he rents a room in Tacoma out of this like piece of shit house. Mm-hmm. And he's been looking to, he was pushing to move in with me super fucking early.
Fuck no.
And I told him from the get-go and I had a serious conversation with him. And I go, look, I know you want to take things fast and I know you want to get married and all this shit. I go, but it's going to be a good 2 to 3 years before you move in. I said, I worked so fucking hard to get that man and that energy out of my house. And I promised my daughter and I promised my kids and I owe it to my daughter to never let a man move into this house. And I owe that to them. And it's not going to happen. And it would got to the point where I just felt like he was waiting for the opportunity. He was waiting for me to let him move in to leech off of me. And I kind of just needed more space as I was starting to recognize all these things. And I know he felt that I was recognizing his behavior, and he started to kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had to just, and I, the more I held my ground, the more I felt like he was cheating and he was freaking out because I wasn't going to tolerate it and he was going to get found out. And it just got to the point where it was just too much. To the last month, I haven't really hung out with him because I was like, man, I don't want to see him this weekend. I just want to wake up and handle shit, because I also felt like at the same time, he just wanted me to sit there and just like kind of
coddle him
and just tell him how amazing he is and all this shit. I'm like, bitch, I got shit that I got to do. Mm-hmm. I got laundry to do. I got bills to pay. I got a business that I got to run. I got bath bombs to make. I got a car to work on. I got errands that I can do. I got to go grocery shopping. I can't sit here and fucking fold your laundry and just tell you how wonderful you are all the time and how much I love you to make you secure with yourself. I got shit to do.
Well, he's clearly the type of person that is like super, well, like I said, insecure with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're not secure with yourself, and then you just hop into a relationship with somebody who is like independent and, you know,
I didn't need his validation.
Yeah. You're like, I don't need you. I want you in your life, in my life. You are a want for me. But if you act like that, I'm not going to fucking want you in my life.
And I think that
I don't need you for anything.
Right.
So.
And I think I may have been one of the first women that he's been with that has not been insecure and needed his validation. Mm-hmm. And so I think that made him insecure because I didn't need him. I didn't need his validation. I didn't need his financial whatever. I didn't need anything from him. And I was already happy without him. And I think that made him insecure that she really doesn't need me. So what am I going to do other than love bomb her and try to manipulate her?
Well, and then he's just going to like tighten the leash too.
And that's what he was doing. Like a couple weeks ago, I went to go hang out with my girlfriend and he's like fucking freaking out. What's up with you? Why didn't you text me? I'm like, I'm still out with my girlfriend.
And you want to be engaged in the moment too.
Right.
Like if you're spending time with like your friends or like, you know, when Dan is like out with the guys and stuff, it's like, if I'm out with my friends, I don't want him to sit there and be like, why aren't you fucking texting me back? Where are you guys? What are you doing? Da 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 da.
Are you home yet?
Because like I don't want to sit there on my phone when I'm with my friends and my friends be like, bro, get the fuck off your phone. Like we're sitting here having a conversation.
Right.
Sitting here having a conversation. I'm engaged with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm engaged in the moment. I promise I will fucking text you and update you. And if we fucking go somewhere else, I will let you know where we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I will let you know when I get home or, you know, like, but you can't just expect somebody to like,
don't be so fucking controlling that it's like, where are you? Why haven't you texted me?
It's fucking suffocating.
Are you home yet? And so like literally I stopped texting him because he's fucking pissing me off and he wouldn't let me be. And I went home and I hopped in bed. And as I'm falling asleep, I get another text from him. What's up with you? Where are you? I'm like, I'm home. I'm in bed. And he goes, why didn't you text me? And I'm like,
first of all,
I didn't know I had to fucking check in with you. And he's like, really? That's your response? I'm like, you've been badgering me all night. I've told you where I'm at, who I'm with, where I'm going, whatever. If you're going to sit here and treat me like a fucking child, there's a difference between it. Now, if he would have treated me differently and respectfully and giving me my space, I would have been like, hey, babe, I'm home. But the fact that he was being so controlling and such a fucking prick,
it makes you not want to say shit.
I don't need to check in with you.
The closest thing I've done that with, I know you're with Cody. I know you hate it when I say your name. Yeah.
I say his name all the time.
when she works at the bar, I want her to let me know when she's home. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up in the morning, I know she got home okay.
Mm.
It's not a, you got to check in with me.
Hates it when I forget.
It does because, I mean, for one, she's working at a bar.
Yeah.
People are drunk. They make dumb decisions. She closes the bar. So she's in a parking lot by herself, whatever. It's 2:00 in the morning. For all I know, she could have fucking just got run off the road. Like, it doesn't have to be anything like nefarious. Something just could have happened. It's 2:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more of a safety thing.
Yeah, I just want to know.
Like, I just want to know you're safe.
I just want to wake up and know that you got home safe.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, it's better that I know let's say a work night or whatever. When I wake up at you know, 3:34 o'clock.
You're like, well, she just got off like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
But if it's, let's say someone attacked her walking from the bar to her car. Let's say all of her coworkers parked on this side of the building. She parked on the other side. So she's walking over there. Someone jumps her, assaults her, beats her up, whatever. Now I'm like, well, what's going on? I can start looking into it and trying to figure out what's going on at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being like, oh, she normally wakes up at 10, 11 o'clock. Why isn't she fucking texting me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone could have found her fucking beaten to a pulp in a parking lot. And I have no idea.
Right. And that's understandable.
He's legitimately called me at like
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. He's called me
3:34 o'clock. I'm like, are you home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's not controlling. Like,
well, the way you do it is not controlling. The way some other men do it is controlling.
No, I've definitely been in situations like with an ex where like I would just get to a point where I'm like, I'm not even going to fucking text you back because you are so far up my ass right now that you are fucking suffocating me. And now you're pissing me off.
I don't feel respected. And I don't feel like you're trying to look out for my safety. It makes
you
feel
like shit too, because you're like, why don't you trust me? Like, what the fuck did I do?
It's because they have a guilty conscience.
Emotional damage.
It's a lot of emotional damage.
It is a lot of emotional damage. So it just got to this point wherein, the more I talked to my guy friends, I mean, I told you and Evan kind of what was going on. You guys, what was like a month ago? And you guys were like, break up with him. I told my other guy friends, I'm like, break up with him. He's cheating. And I was like, well, maybe he's just like super insecure.
I honestly didn't think he was cheating. I straight up just thought he was just super
a bitch.
Insecure pussy.
I figured he was just a bitch, but something inside me told me there's something going on. So I had this talk with him on Saturday. I broke up with him. And of course he's like, but first I knew I was, this is where I'm toxic again. I knew I was going to break up with him, but I'm also working on my Caprice. I'm working on my garage and I needed to change the oil pressure filter on my car. I'm like, you know what? This motherfucker is sitting here telling me all these lies and all this bullshit.
Like, I need you to do X, Y, and Z on my car really quick.
He's like, so do you want us to do together? I go, that's a conversation we need to have. I go, but I do need help with my car. So if you want to come over, you can you help me? He's like, sure. So I let him change the filter on my car or the oil pressure sensor. Because I'm working on my Caprice. I'm like, I'm going to be as productive as possible, bitch. And then I break up with him. So he's sitting
another
here.
Another one.
So he's sitting here and he's crying. He's like, oh, please just let me show you that that's not who I really was. I love you. I'm willing to do anything to make this work. Blah, 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 blah. Please don't leave me, whatever. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm good. And so he starts to raise his voice and I go, you need to go.
And he's like, know your fucking place, trash.
That's my favorite one.
So he goes, final go. So he like grabs his drill and slams my door, slams his car door. And then like a couple minutes later, he's like, please don't leave me. Blah, 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 blah. Dan has a text message. He's going to read them. So as he's.
When do you want me to read those?
We'll totally do those in just a second. So as I'm sitting there reading these text messages, I'm kind of laughing, right? Because I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Turns out he goes over to Kiana's house on Sunday, gets back with her, fucks her. And then the next day, he's begging for me back, right?
Are you sure you... Another one.
Yep. Asking me, oh, are you sure? I go, yeah, but I'm sure we're not getting back together.
So he legit... He was never cheating. Dropped the girl.
No, he was cheating the whole time. He just blocked her on social media and he was telling her a certain story, telling me a certain story. So I'm.
Wait, so none of like her friends were following him on social media to see what he was doing?
No, but she said she had a fake account, but she didn't follow him because his shit's private. But she said she saw his post count go up and he's telling her, oh, I was just posting pictures of you and me. But he's put, you saw his Instagram. It was all me, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
if he was posting pictures of them two, then why the fuck would, like, as a woman, I'd be like, then why the fuck am I blocked?
That part. So he blocks her on social media.
She sounds fucking stupid, too. Sorry.
I think she just wanted to believe what he was spitting, but at the same time, I did, too.
He kicked me off his IG.
Oh, did he?
God damn it.
Oh. He blocked you? Or he just took
He didn't block me because I can probably still see him.
He removed him as a follower.
He removed me as a follower.
Yeah, he removed. I have a couple of homies that followed him too, and I think that he removed them too.
And his shit's private. I can't go snoop.
Yeah, so.
I have a fucking profile that's not attached to my other profiles.
Uh-huh. Is it like a man?
I'm not going to say which one. You know which one it is. That fucking shirt thing that we were trying to do?
Yeah.
I don't have my other profiles following or following my other profiles on that one.
Gotcha.
Oh. He's like,
I can go follow him on that one and see what he's got on there.
Put a picture of a bitch on there.
Wait, what about me? Does he know who I am?
I think he does because we did the podcast together.
Oh, and I have Dan on all over my fucking Instagram. Yeah.
So I guess what happened was, and I messaged her last night because I noticed that he's texting me that he still wants to be together. I had blocked him on all social media except for one page. And so I look at his shit. And for some reason, Instagram account from Kiana pops up from people you might know. I go, oh. Instagram must have known that I was looking for this girl,
also,
right?
Also, too, doesn't it come up like suggested accounts?
Suggested accounts
will come up for people that have also been viewing your account, I believe.
And I think recently added or something like that. So I click on Kiana. I go, oh, I've been looking for Kiana. I've actually been looking for Kiana for the last 3 months and I couldn't. I was looking on Facebook on a different Kiana. And it was the wrong one. So I'm like, oh, this is the Kiana.
That's what I'll do. I'll do it too. I'm like, I will look.
I'm going to find this everything. Girl. Yeah. I'm going to find her. So I see that he's following her and that he's commenting on her pics. So I message him after I had blocked him and everything. I unblocked him. I go, I find it fucking funny that you're sitting here trying to fucking beg for me back. But you're out on Kiana shit while you're telling me that she's just a friend and you guys never fucked. I go, but here on her Facebook from 2020, you guys were together. I go, fuck off, you piece of shit. Well, I went off and he goes okay.
Also too, like, what would like really piss me off in that situation as well is like he's sitting here
saying he's gonna do anything to prove to me that he's not giving up on us,
but like in like when you're telling him like, hey, like I, you know, I kind of just want to be at home alone tonight, and he's sitting there getting all pissed off because
he's,
you don't want him over
cheating.
he's out there cheating. And so the thing is too is it's like for me it would like super body would feel violated.
That's what I told
because
him.
I'm like, here I am fucking you, probably not, I don't know if you guys are using protection, whatever, it doesn't matter, but like if you're not, you're like, you're out here fucking other bitches who the fuck knows who they're also fucking,
right,
and what they fucking have.
Yeah.
And you want to just like bring some shit over to me too? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
And the more I talk to her and she's sharing messages and screenshots and all this, I find out, you know, the whole time we're together and while she's blocked, they're still fucking. They're still, he's begging for her back. But he says, and then he just switches it up and he's like, oh, we can't be good together because I'm still healing. So
are you delusional?
Yeah.
Do you suffer from a mental illness?
She's probably still like, I can almost guarantee it. She will probably still deal with his shit after this.
I don't know. I think she's done with them from the conversations because he's literally telling me the whole relationship. I shared her screenshots of Instagram from 2 years ago, all this shit when they were supposedly together. I think she's done with him.
Yeah,
I really do. And usually I'm pretty leery of it, but he's literally saying the same thing. I'm so sorry. But let me prove to you that I'm literally the same shit begging for him, for us to not leave him. He's saying to her.
So that was a fucking lie.
It was all a lie, bitch.
Yeah.
So I just sent her screenshots of shit he was sending me this weekend. He literally just sent me the same thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. So he's literally just saying the same thing.
Literally just copying and pasting. And I sent her the screen. So I had messaged her last night and I sent her the screenshots of him saying, oh, she's just a friend. We never hooked up. And she's like, oh, really? So she had words with him and he's literally saying the same thing. Please don't leave me. Blah, 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 whatever. I'm begging you not to leave me. Whatever. So yeah, he's a piece of shit. Talk to his baby mama.
I'm just going to say something real quick. If you ever are interested in a guy ever again, probably don't let them know you have this podcast until like after you start dating him.
Yeah.
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 Just throwing it out there.
The thing about me, did you see
podcast,
my story?
This podcast is becoming a giant red flag.
It's okay. It's fine.
Also, how long was it until you told me that you had a podcast, though?
Pretty quick, but you needed to find out how much of a piece of shit I was before you started dating me, so.
And I was still just like, for it.
You're like, bring it on.
Oh my God. I told him the other day. I binged his episodes like a motherfucker.
That's funny.
I listened to him while I was folding laundry, cleaning my house on my way to work. I loved it. I was like, this shit's funny as fuck.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, damn, this man. Because there's times where like people will be like, Dan sounds like a piece of shit on his podcast. I would even think it. I was That's like, damn, funny. He kind of sounds like a piece of shit. Love it.
That's
funny.
Kind of a great guy.
He's like, I'm kind of a great guy. It's
kind funny. Of a great guy.
Yeah. So don't let anybody know that I have a podcast. At this point, I don't care. My whole dating life is a red flag. So it's whatever.
Well, kind of. The only thing is, like, we've talked about this before. Like, you know how I'm so happy you've stopped doing it, but blasting people shit on Instagram.
I'm just blasting his shit.
I get that he fucked you over and there's some other shit that you might not even bring up on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I get that. I'm saying, like, literally just blasting dudes that are, like, sliding into your DMs.
Yeah.
Because, like, that shit, like, if she'd have said some shit like that to me or I saw that shit on her Instagram, like, while I was, like, talking to her, getting to know her, I'd have just fucking been like, I'm done. Like, I
would have done the same thing,
yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. If anybody, like, that I'm talking to or, like, interested in is, like, constantly blasting, like, oh, yeah, look at this fucking bitch fucking talking to me and blah 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 blah, like if it's just like throwing people under the bus, I'd probably be like, ooh, shit, what's gonna happen if something goes south with him and
like
I.
if it was just
I don't want my shit being blasted.
If it was just random people, that's one thing, but like,
well, that's what it usually was.
Like, I'm worried this chick's gonna fucking put out there that, like, while you're licking my balls, fucking rub my butt with your pinky, like, all of a sudden it's just gonna get out, it's gonna get blasted on Instagram and be like, I like my prostate massage. Like, fuck off. Like,
well, no, because, like, Jesus. that has literally happened to me.
You,
like,
stay away from my butthole with those nails.
I know, these are sharp ones.
Those
right
are sharp
now.
As fuck. She was trying to cuddle me last night. It was literally stabbing me in the boob. I was so irritated. I was like, at the very least, buzzed off my ass last night. I was definitely feeling it, and I hadn't eaten. I was sleep deprived. I was super irritable, and she's all trying to, like, cuddle, get up on me, and she was, like, reached over to cuddle me and, like, stabs me, like, I'm not gonna lie, last night, like, I was not having it. Like, I was like, I already know, like, I'm probably gonna be late for work, I'm tired as fuck, I didn't leave the bar for the last two nights, so after 10 o'clock at night, I get up at 3 something in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I love her to death. I did not want her fucking touching me last night.
I know. Cranky? That was the first time you ever didn't let me suck your wiener. Wow. He's like, I'm tired. I need to take a shower, no, babe.
I was like, I have not showered since work. So there's
also, no, you don't, I don't do need, the honey don't, bucket hummer thing now?
Yeah, for real.
No, I only did that to fucking chicks I didn't give a fuck
yeah,
about.
Yeah, he's not going to do that to me. He respects
he better
the
not.
Yeah, yeah, so I was like, for one, I haven't showered.
Watch that pee pee.
For one, I haven't showered.
Watch
so
that
there's some swamp balls and a dirty butthole.
Where's the emotional damage button?
Do
you want me to hit it for
it's
you?
It's too late now.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is 10:30 at night. It is the second night in a row where I'm going to bed this late. I have to be up at this time. I'm fucking going to bed.
No wiener.
I was like,
tonight.
I love you. I know you want wiener. I know this is a shitty move. I know I owe you, but fuck off.
Oh, poor Cody.
I know. But yeah, like last night, like she was like trying to cuddle up with me and like kept like turning towards. I remember waking up like a half hour before I had to get up. I like to wake up to go take a piss, and I was like. Like, she's, like, pressed up against me, and I was, like...
And I'm hot.
Yeah, and I was, like... Yeah. So I was
he's, like...
Yeah. I was super irritated that I woken up, super irritated I gotta wake up soon, super irritated I gotta piss, super irritated that, like, she's, like, a little fucking heater pressed up against me. And I was, like... I was very nice. I was nice for half a second. I was, like, babe, you gotta roll over. I gotta get up. Nothing. Babe, move. Gotta get up. She's like, why you gotta get up? I'm like,
it was not
I gotta
nice.
Fucking pee. And I went to go fucking get up, and my elbow just came right down on her fucking tit and just pushed on it and pushed myself out of bed. She's like, and I was like, I told you to fucking move.
Oh my God. Was not being very nice to me this morning.
I was so irritated.
Make it out to her this weekend. So give her all irritated. The wiener.
No, not this weekend. Tonight.
She's getting wiener tonight. She'll I get wiener tomorrow morning when she comes over. Maybe Saturday. I don't know. Whatever she decides to give me attention this weekend.
Oh my god.
Goodness gracious.
I tried my best, babe.
So, yeah.
I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Yeah, for real.
Jesus. So, yeah, I was burning his shit. I burned all his shit. Contacted Kiana. My friend posted on that secret Facebook page about him, and all these other women came out of the woodwork saying they matched on Tinder 2 years ago. They've been talking on and off. He's apparently telling bitches 3 weeks ago that I broke up with him and left him high and dry with no place to live.
He fucking literally has a place.
I know. Because he's waiting for a woman to take him in.
Like, oh my god, she's such a piece of shit.
Do you want to bring up that other little aspect? Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, for real, it's fitting.
I'm like, should we?
If you're gonna name drop, like, maybe not give details, like name drop details of like the past. Just be like, you've been told this is what he's done. It's,
I don't know for sure because I don't have the evidence, but I trust this
to protect you legally.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say
allegedly?
Would you say that some things allegedly happen and you probably most likely definitely should not leave your kids alone with this man?
Yes.
I feel like that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And would you say that he probably really definitely targets single moms for a certain reason?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's
where and so that part maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was livid.
I would be.
He was never, you know, alone with my kids because I'm not stupid, but he was alone with Kiana's kids and other kids.
See, this is why, like, when I've, like, looked for roommates, especially since while I've had Liam, like, I've always been, like, female roommate.
Yeah. Or people that you... I feel like it's hard to trust people.
Well, sometimes it's not even people you fucking... Sometimes, like, you can't even trust people you know.
No. Because I knew this man for 14 years.
Yeah. See, right
I
knew there.
I wasn't
you
until
thought you knew him
I thought I knew
years.
Him. And so I'm mad at myself. But at the same time, the more I've found out is that this is his MO. He love bombs. He comes across as this really great guy, tells a story about all, you know, my ex, she cheated on me and she abused me and blah, 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 blah. When really he's actually, you know, has been physically violent with his baby mama. He's been physically violent with his mom. He's been physically violent with other people to the point where I'm like, wow, I got lucky that I caught what I did when I did, and I removed him instead of continuing down this path of just believing his bullshit. Potentially something happened between me or whatever, like, because I don't play that shit. I worked really fucking hard, and there was one time where I was telling him, hey, it bothered me that you accused me of cheating on you, and he started to raise his voice to me, and I go, you lower your voice right now.
Yeah.
Or you get the fuck out of my house and we're done.
Especially too when you've been abused.
Mm-hmm. I'm not putting up with that.
The moment that you start raising your voice at me, first of all, from like childhood things.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
I'm not going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be safe. And then also from like abusive relationships, like you start raising your voice at me, that's when I'm going to just like, I'm going to shut down immediately, mm-hmm. or I'm going into fight or flight.
Exactly.
And I will make my way out of this.
Right. And he knew I didn't tolerate it. So he would talk to me differently than he would talk to Kiana, because I'd see these text messages and the way he talked to her, I thought, wow, he would have never talked to me like that.
Oh, you want
because
me
you
read,
didn't you put up with read. It.
I would have not put up with it.
She's probably just way also, more submissive.
You also have scary friends.
I do have scary friends. And he knows that. And he's... And I know that scares him. So he knew better.
I'm one of the scary friends.
Yeah.
I just.
Dan's like, just letting you know. Just letting you know.
For people that don't know us personally.
That's a joke. Literally, if there was ever a fight, Dan would probably come to me first and be like, babe, go get him.
That's super fucked up.
I'm joking. He's like, babe, I need those knives for fingers.
Use those. Stab him. Scalp him with your nails, bitch. Cut him in the throat.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that I have a giant fucking man for a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that it comes
Dan,
in handy.
Can you find me one?
Can you find me one?
Can you find me one, please?
I can try.
I found mine on Facebook dating. Wasn't too bad.
I don't know.
It was literally your first day on Facebook dating. You got lucky.
Babe, and I'm not fucking tooting my horn or anything, but like my fucking inbox was flooded.
Oh, I know.
It's flooded.
Most women's.
Dan won
80% of women's fucking dating profiles are flooded.
Because like I want to say like swiped on Dan and it was a match because I think he had swiped on me first. And then because I like saw his photos, I was like, ooh, he looks like a fucking big ass boy. Fucking climb that man like a goddamn tree.
Stop it. Get some help.
I need help. Help me. But
you shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
Wow.
You die in a fire.
That's a little aggressive. That's a little aggressive.
That
you
one.
See the looks on our faces? We're like, what?
That one is gonna get you fucking
scalped.
Yeah. That one's gonna get the fucking balls cut off.
Don't you thread me with a good time.
I'm just gonna cut off your balls so you have to walk around the rest of your life with no
ballless. And then you can just cry, just like Whitney.
How are you gonna get dick then?
She didn't say the wiener, she just said the balls.
I need that testosterone to get that wiener up.
You'll be fine. Guess she ain't fucking no pussy.
Guess you ain't getting no wiener.
I guess. What was I saying?
I don't remember. Oh, you found him on Facebook dating.
Oh, yeah. So, like, literally, yeah, my shit was fucking flooded. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So I only, like, had responded to, like, a couple. And I had actually told Dan, okay, so fucking funny that we're talking about, like, weird, insecure dudes. I had told Dan this when we first started dating. So I was like, there was another guy that I was, like, having a conversation with. It was it wasn't flirting or anything. It was, like, whole getting to know each other type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have any full body photos of himself on his Facebook dating profile.
Red flag.
It was like kind of sort of halfway selfies,
mm-hmm,
and then pictures of his truck.
That's weird.
So I was like, his truck was nice as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, so that's what he had going for him.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to like fucking look this dude up on Facebook because I need to know what he looks like. He was unattractive. He was a very, very ugly, big boy.
Ugly man.
He was just extreme. I'm not trying to fucking body shame. He was just like extremely overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh my.
That's where I cut that.
Yeah.
And so I had kind of like stopped talking to him. And then the dude was just fucking like blowing me up. Like,
oh, that's how
he's like, are you getting any of my text messages?
Yeah, I'm just not responding. Yeah,
and
bitch.
So then would message me on Facebook dating and be like, I texted you. I don't know, like, why you're not texting me back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next day.
You lost, motherfucker.
The next day, he's, like, texting me, like, oh, my God, I hope you have the best day at work and da-da-da. And then would text me, like, the dude would, like, quadruple fucking text me.
Ew.
And I was not responding at all because I'm getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you
need to back the fuck
up. Bro, I fucking talked to you for 3 hours.
Yeah. I like it when a dude will like let you know that he's interested and then he leaves you the fuck alone.
Just leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah. Like, let me come to you.
I want to miss you. I want a busy man and I want to miss you so that when I know that I get your time, it's valuable.
Not even that, but like when you first start talking to somebody too, like, please fucking do not come on so strong.
Right. We're not married, bro. We're not in a serious relationship. We're just getting to know each other. Give
and so, well, which was obvious because of like the way that the man looked for him to be like talking
mm-hmm.
to me probably got a little.
Yeah. And I found that when men do that and they just like bombard you right away.
Oh, I'm hella fucking turned off.
It's a red flag because it either A, means they're insecure, B, means that they need they're validation, clingy. Or C, they're clingy and that's not cute.
Yeah.
It's not
so
cute.
So I had like fucking texted this dude back and I was like, listen, bro, I have been at work all fucking day. I'm dealing with a lot of things in my home life. I was like, you are texting me way too fucking much. And mm-hmm. to be honest, it's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I told this guy this. And then he's like, text me the next day. How can I be cool enough for you? And I'm just like, oh my God, you can't. And then so like, fast forward, me and Dan had been maybe seeing each other for like a month and a half at this point. Mm-hmm. The dude starts fucking texting me again.
Oh,
hey,
God.
How are you? Gorgeous. Da 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 da. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm like, I started seeing somebody, you know, probably best that you try to move on. And he's like, well, that's fine, you know, but you know, if you decide that it doesn't work out with that guy, just let me know. And I'm like, I will not. I will not let you know. So, Facebook dating can suck my dick. Thank fucking God.
Know your fucking place, trash.
Jesus. Thank fucking God. Like, yeah. I like started talking to Dan when I did, because legitimately, I'm not joking. Like, I started texting Dan, and then I just stopped going on Facebook dating completely.
I don't even have the Facebook dating option, but I don't
deactivated mine.
I don't know how to do it.
Is
but
yours fucking deactivated?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. If I go on there, am I going to see our message threads? Or did you block me?
What do you mean message threads?
Our messages.
From what?
From Facebook dating.
If it's deactivated, how are you going to see?
You can still log in and see all of your messages from your matches. Am I going to see them? Or did you block me?
Not if you deactivated it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His face. Emotional damage.
That's what she has. Yeah. I just need one that says damaged.
Dan, do you want to read some of the I was reading some of the text messages with my friend Elena last night, because she had me come over and she was reading them, and she's like, oh my God. She's like, gross. And I was reading them. She's like,
We need Dan to read these.
Wait, didn't I have
Didn't
I have to use the no, I wasn't using this effect,
you,
was I?
Yeah, you were using that effect.
I haven't even heard
I'm Dan's beta voice.
I haven't even heard this, and I don't know if I want to.
That means she hasn't listened to the podcast.
Maybe. Yeah. I need to leave the room.
Okay. You won't. Jesus Christ. There's so many.
Just paraphrase.
No, he has to read them.
God damn it. Wait. I need a snack for this.
You want to take a break and you can choose your best ones?
No.
Okay.
You guys keep recording. I'm just going to like. Okay. Pull my mic away so I can take a couple bites of my food.
Okay, your food?
Yeah.
That's fine. I was going to say, you touch those barbecue really Pringles, good. I will stab you. Those are fucking mine, woman.
I fucking
no, you didn't.
Killed those last night, babe. They're gone.
No, we're done. You better go get me a fucking snack. I was looking forward to those tonight after the podcast.
I inhaled those fucking Pringles.
You're dead to me.
Wow.
Wait, do I have one for this?
Have what?
She's gonna die.
How dare you?
Jesus.
Another one.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, seriously. How many ways do I have to say I'm sorry? How many ways do I have to show you I was in the wrong? How many ways do I have to say or try show you? Literally just said that I don't. That's all you gave me.
Oh, sorry. It went on and on and on.
Wish you nothing but the best. And if you ever feel like you could give me the chance to build and trust back and build our relationship back better than ever, then you know how to find me. And I mean that because may not want me anymore. And you may want those dreams. Something. That's all I got in that text message. I'm sorry I created that doubt. I was so worried about impressing you that night and just showing you like, hey, I cleaned out all of this for you. And when that message popped up, I panicked. And it was stupid as fuck. Because if I would have just been honest, you wouldn't have cared. And it hurts me that I created that doubt in your mind. But that isn't me. And neither is the situation. It is not me. And I have tried showing you and giving you the real me and felt like you fell in love with that. I love the person I... it's just where it ends.
Does this man use any punctuation in his text?
No, it's all one text with no periods. Yeah, and he says literally all the time.
Oh, no, I literally.
To the point where I was like, fucking literally, and then throwing my phone.
I don't know what that means.
Keep going.
Don't look at me. Literally, I'm
Literally. 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 I literally, literally.
Emotional damage.
Wait, that was the wrong one.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
Please, please fight me in the bedroom.
Okay.
And not once I've ever thought you were stupid. So I really know where that's coming from. And I did delete her, but it doesn't stop the person from being able to message me. You're right, she was upset that I was with you. And since then, I have tried to show you that I have nothing to hide.
He has all the things to hide.
Actually, and when you delete somebody on Snapchat,
you can't message them.
You can't message them.
No, and I told him that. He had nothing to say.
You're like, bro, how long have we had Snapchat right? for?
I'm sorry I've pushed for it. I should have not let my desires for you get in the way of your pain or being comfortable or not letting you heal from things. I'm sorry. In the, that's all I got. And I never lied about Kiana. I never dated her or slept with her or anything other than I never just a friend. Her. I lied in that moment because I am used to having someone that doesn't matter if they were just a friend. It was the end of the world if any female tried talking to me, looking at me, or having anything to do with me. So in the moment, I panicked and didn't know what to do. And I have tried to make up for that ever since I was like in the wrong and have owned up to my wrongdoings.
I'm trying to hold myself together over here. I cannot.
I miss you when I don't get to see your face, when I don't get to touch your skin, feel your body against me. I miss you when I don't get to feel your beautiful eyes looking back into my soul. I miss you when I...
We are some cold-hearted fucking bitches over here, dude. I'm crying right now.
I miss you when I can't hear your voice. Feel your smile, your love, your touch, your kisses. I miss talking to you. When we don't talk, I literally think about you and us all the time. I'm kind of obsessed. LOL.
Oh my god.
Please don't do this. I am begging you not to leave. I know you're upset, you're hurt, and you feel betrayed, and that I just didn't care, and all these things. But please do not leave me. I know I fucked up. I know I hurt you, but please do not leave me. I mean it when I said I will work with you through anything, that I will be there no matter what. What that I will work through thick and thin with you, and this is one of those thin times. Please, I know we can have an amazing future together and be truly. That's all I got.
You mean work through you fucking working through all these other bitches fucking pussies too, or what?
Happy and get what we want out of life together. Please do not throw that away over this. I am begging you. I will do whatever it takes not to lose you. Please do not give up on me. Don't give up on us.
We can't even keep a straight face. We can't.
I'm so sorry. Like, I can't hear this voice from you.
Okay.
Breathe. Okay. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Please do not give up on me. Don't give up on us. I'm begging you not to give up on our dreams. We've already made goals. We've already set plans. We've already made you are who I want to spend my life with. And this isn't going to change. I know I lied. I know I fucked up majorly. And right now, you are upset beyond belief. But please, do not throw us away. I seriously haven't slept. I don't feel right. I was hoping this was all a big nightmare. But it's not.
Right now, it's
you had to live this, bro. I would have been.
I threw my phone across. I was like, "Shut the fuck up!"
I literally would have like texted him in that moment, and been like, "Please shut the fuck up. I can't read anymore."
No, but it's not. I feel so fucking stupid for thinking we could get through anything. I feel so dumb for lying and fucking this up. I seriously wish you would give me the chance to make this better. Give us that chance. I don't want to stop dreaming about a future with you. I don't want to stop loving you, desiring you, wanting you, be with you. I don't want to lose you. You are my person. You are my future. And I don't want to let you go. I love you so.
I love you so.
That's all I got. That's literally all the text messages you sent me.
So that was actually kind of tamed, like the morning text.
Was
that
this
I would
an
get.
All the time thing?
Yes.
Oh my god.
This was an everyday thing. So, all the time. 24/7.
I love you 365. So much.
I look into your soul.
For like 4.5 months.
365.
Every day. Looking into each other's souls with no punctuation.
All lowercase all the time.
Know your fucking place, trash.
So those text messages. Or he's begging for me back, right? He's literally saying the same shit to her. Amy, yeah. He's like, let me read one really quick. Because it's kind of hilarious.
You want me to use the voice.
So he's literally saying, I don't fucking want her. She's not my second choice, not even by a long run. But if I wanted her, I'd be trying to make it work with her. I would be trying to talk with her. But I'm here trying to make up my mistakes with you. I know I did wrong. And I know I've created all the doubt in the world. But I'll never stop trying to make up for that. I will seriously do whatever it takes to just have that chance to prove to you that I'm being real and you are who I want and who I've always wanted. I meant to say she's not my first choice and that you're my second, but you're my first. And I'm trying and I'm begging for you because this is what I want, nothing to do with her. I don't give a fuck about her. I lost it, please.
I love how you do the same voice that I do. It's this one right here. Why are you talking to me like that?
That's the voice that I was doing.
Yeah. He said, I want to make everything in my mind. And
can't even keep a straight face.
You shut the fuck up. 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 I hope you die in a fire.
Yes, round
That's
of applause.
That's perfect. And he's like, he said this to me too. I care about us and I care about our future and I care about your kids and your family. I want to make it right for all the things that I've done. The last 2 years, I'm talking about all the times that I've let you down and disappointed you. I want to make up everything that I've done. My mind was made up yesterday, and you meant the world to me, and I felt like you truly seen how much I love you and how bad I want this, and none of that has ever changed, and nothing will ever change. I love you and will prove myself to you the rest of my life. If I don't have to, I don't care. As long as I can live my life loving you and the kids, that's all I care about. Why do you keep deleting things from your Facebook?
So that was a fucking lie.
Why do you keep deleting things from your Facebook? You're like, because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Modern problems require modern solutions. Yeah.
Delete it all.
I will never take the bond that we have truly for granted, and I will never leave you wondering how I feel if I'm in this, and I will never give you doubt in your mind ever again. I'm so sorry that I fucked up. I will never give you a reason to think about the slightest thing that I could be lying. I'll do whatever it takes for us and for your kids and for us and our future. Please, I'm in such an idiot, and I know I'll do whatever it takes to build back our trust. I don't care how long it takes me, and I'll do whatever I have to. There's more, but it's
we don't need to air.
Yeah, but it's basically the same shit, right?
I think everybody gets the fucking.
We get
point.
The point.
We get the gist.
First of all, you're a lying sack of shit. Lying sack.
What was
of
his
shit.
Name again?
Whitney Howitt.
Whitney Howitt.
Yep.
Houston.
My name's Whitney Howitt, and I'm a bitch.
My name's Whitney Howitt.
Oh my god.
My name's Whitney Howitt, and I like to get pegged.
I don't think that anybody has been rammed through the dirt on the podcast.
No, we're
so much more
we're emptying
than
the clip.
In this fucking
emptying
moment.
The clip. You fuck with me, it's free game, bitch.
It's toxic.
It's like, toxic, and like, I don't care.
First name, last name.
I thought you were coming so far too.
Let's bust out the
I
fucking.
Too.
We need to bring out the social security number, the address, everything.
Another one.
No, but get this, right? He's sitting there, he's telling me this whole time, oh yeah, like I just bought this car, it cost this much, I had to put this much down, blah, 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 blah. Kiana tells me the car's in her name and she financed it for him.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I'm not. I'm just saying he's saying that he is saying it's his car, but she financed it for him.
When did she finance it, by the way?
December.
When you guys started dating.
Yeah. Oh my fucking
Was it before or after you guys started dating? I'm guessing it was before he blocked her. So before you guys made it official.
Before he blocked her, before we were Facebook official, but we were
When did you start seeing each other? Well, in November?
We started hanging out in August. And then kind of got more serious. We started like fucking around like November, December.
Yeah, because the whole time that we've been together and like since you have introduced me to Amy.
I'd only talked to one other person.
Yeah, like you guys were like starting to date around the same time that me and Dan had met.
But I didn't introduce you to her till like, what was that? After you already started dating him, right? No.
I was seeing that other person.
Yeah. Weeks before.
Well, she had said, like, when I met her, that she had been seeing him for a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, me and Dan have been, like, seeing each other for about the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So we started, me and Dan had met.
Close. We didn't even, like, message on Facebook dating until, like, September 1st is when you gave me your phone number.
Yeah.
Which was 2 days of talking on Facebook dating.
Yeah. And I have all these DMs going back to 2021. Yeah, I have messages going back to 2021 where he's talking nasty. He's responding to my messages. So I sent her all the screenshots letting her know, like, this has been going on for a long time. And he's been talking this way to me. And I have all this evidence and he's lying. And I'm sending her screenshots and she's like, I believe you.
Yeah.
Because nothing he's... And I mean, screenshots don't fucking lie. You know what I mean? I have timestamps of him saying, when do I get to see you again? In September, in July, August?
Yeah.
Like when they were supposedly together. And so the evidence is really overwhelming and he's trying to, it doesn't help that he's literally saying the same thing to both of us. I'm not stupid. I assumed that she knew about me and I asked her, I said, did you know about me? She was... I knew that he was liking your pictures like a year ago, but I didn't know that you guys were like talking. I had no idea about you. She's, when I snapped you, we were just snapping. I didn't know that you guys were together. I didn't see anything on your story. She's, he blocked me. This is where I felt bad is she was, he's posting you and he's buying you flowers and he looks happy with you. She's, I begged him to post me and he never did. I said, yeah, because I would have seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't want you knowing that he was talking to another woman. And like that kind of does, like, I would feel like the biggest fucking piece of shit if I were her, because it's like,
I know, I feel
you're
for
sitting
her.
Here like giving your trust to this dude and then also trusting to like that for he's blocking you on social media for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, what the fuck did you block me on social media for? Like, what is on your fucking social media that I need to see?
Hold on 1 second.
So I really feel for her because she told me he gave you everything that I begged him for.
Yeah, that really
and
sucks.
Was she a white girl? Yeah.
Oh.
I feel bad because, you know, she was like, he looked happy with you and all this. And then it hurts me too because I'm seeing these messages where he's saying that I didn't matter and all this shit. And I'm like, you're a piece of shit. Like,
you're saying it to both fucking women.
He's saying it to both of us. And then he's saying, you know, oh, this other person didn't matter to both of us. And it's bullshit. So I feel for her because, you know, she was with him longer and he was lying to her and cheating on her longer. I feel for her. And so, you know, I felt like I owe it to her to like give her the truth because I don't want her to.
When did you say they were dating?
Two and a half years.
On Facebook, there's not a single picture of them going back to 2020.
I found one and it was
on her Facebook. Oh, is that it?
Yep.
Oh, I found it.
Yep. I had to dig. So I sent him that screenshot last
time. I was like, if they were dating for 2.5 years, there's still got to be pictures on there. If she thought until recently
and
that
they
were
dating. She sent me
also, too, like, he could have maybe not wanted her posting anything on her social media.
I can't see if we even have any mutual friends. She's got all of her friends blocked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he...
I hate it when people do that.
You know what that is? For guys, anyways, and he had all his friends blocked, is usually because they want to hide who they're friends with.
I've had all my friends blocked.
I fucking hate it.
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Why do you have your friends blocked, Dan?
People wanted to start. I'm from a very small town, mm-hmm. and people wanted to fucking start drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if you're going to fucking dig through my friends list to start drama, you don't get to see who my friends are. Simple enough.
And he tells me that I bring in things from my past relationship.
I don't bring anything. Someone else wanted to bring shit, and I was like, well, I'm going to limit. I can only control so much, right?
Yeah.
I can be the best person that I can be. I can't stop other people from being shitty. But what I can do is mitigate that as best as I can.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm just saying, usually.
So it's not like me hiding anything. Like, let's say somebody wanted to start shit. Like, you're all over my Facebook. Not hard for somebody to find you.
Yeah.
But other people wanted to, some friends wanted to go to other friends and start saying shit. But I'm like, you can't do that if you don't know who my fucking friends are.
I'm just saying, like, in my experience, 9 times out of 10, the reason why men or women are blocking other people from being able to see like who you're friends with on Facebook is because you don't want your person knowing who you're friends with on Facebook.
That part.
I mean, I can see that.
And that's just my experience. I'm not saying that.
I literally had no issue having my friends completely open to the public until one bitch wanted to go, not even like girlfriend, go to somebody else and started fucking running their mouth, and they didn't know each other except for the fact they knew that I was the mutual friend between the two and started shit. And I was like, nope, you're done.
Yeah.
And fucking friends blocked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like, I know you kind of grew up, you partly grew up in Las Vegas. You partly grew up in North Bend, Snoqualmie area.
Mm-hmm. Small town as fuck.
Kind of. I feel like you guys might've been a little bit different just because like Snoqualmie is a little bit more of an uppity place.
North Bend is way fucking different than Snoqualmie, though.
I can see that.
It's a very
Port Orchard, difference. Bremerton, super white trash, low class group of motherfuckers, and it was like people didn't leave fucking Kitsap. Like, I'm not kidding. I had been like out of Kitsap for years. Chicks that I dated or slept with when I was like still in my teens, like not even 21 yet, and now like in my mid to late 20s. Haven't seen them in years, haven't talked to them, haven't lived there, are starting shit.
Yeah.
Why?
That's unnecessary.
Because you're a piece of white trash living in a trailer, don't have a fucking job, you got three fucking kids, and you're fucking bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you fucked up, I fucking slipped between your fucking fingers because guess what? You had nothing fucking going for you in life, and I fucking moved on.
Yeah. Yeah,
bored. They just want to fucking start shit, and people are unhappy, and they want to drag you back down to their level.
That part.
And I'm like, I'm over it. So I was like, that's why, like, I've even started going through, like, if anyone starts drama on my Facebook, instantly blocked.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't have patience for it.
Yeah, you just like to watch my stories of me burning his shit.
But from he's like, what yeah. I was saying about in that aspect, like her Facebook is. He probably too, like, they may not have a lot of things on social media too, because maybe he didn't want her posting it.
That's what she said. She was like, I begged him to post me. He wouldn't. Like, I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, that's fuck, girl. Come on.
Yeah.
Come
on. If you're in a relationship for 2.5 years, you should be able to post whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, new relationships, like, maybe not want it till you're official. I'm kind of like that just because
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, super.
But like after that. 2.5 years,
I don't like my personal. Because if I'm vibing someone, like the peace I have with fucking Cody, I don't, like, if it were up to me, I would completely keep my relationship off Facebook. But I know she likes it. She wants people to know that we're together. So yeah. I share her. And as much as it's going to fucking inflate her ego, she's one fucking hell of a catch.
She is. She is.
But you're welcome. But if we're up to me, like, the best relationships are the ones you don't see on social media at all.
Yeah, but we're not, like, fucking.
But you guys are real, though, and I like watching you guys interact, though.
We're not fucking, like, I'm not sitting here posting shit like, oh, my God, he's, like, the love of my life. I just love him so much.
We're matching pajamas. Well,
okay, you don't do that much. You do it.
Okay, sometimes I see a cute post, I'm like,
she's like, daddy. Okay. What did you say, my big daddy?
Oh, my big daddy.
Like, I like you. It's real. It's you guys. But
the thing is, like, especially when you're starting, like I just said, coming from a small town, people want to start drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
I found out, so a certain aspect of my life, obviously I had to go through a certain fucking journey and make it to a certain place that I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that I was getting held back because of a certain person's daughter was mutual friends with some chick I slept with when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm fucking 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, at the time I was like, I'm 31, 32. Like, so some bitch I slept with when I was 19, her opinion to your daughter is affecting what you think of me?
Yeah. Well, people think that way.
I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get it. I get it.
Well, I mean, it does suck too, because like, even like when we first started dating, there was like things that like people just kept coming at me about.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that like from his past, from like years ago.
Matter.
I mean, obviously, in a sense, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be really fucking mad in this moment. But then you also have to realize too, like shit that's happened in somebody's past. It's like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? It happened.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over with.
Over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I definitely do feel like 2.5 years and not being on somebody's social media. Red flag.
Yeah, it's kind of a red flag.
It is a red flag. And she just sent me a message where I found out the whole time that we were together, he was sleeping with her. So,
That sounds about right.
He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So final thoughts.
Whitney Howlett from Tacoma is a piece of shit, and I hope your insides burn.
I think they call it slander.
I really hope that a lot of women are listening to this fucking podcast and just taking notes.
Yeah.
Taking fucking notes. Please do not date this man. He is crazy.
He's crazy. And just watch out. Warning label. Also, I think it's going to be a really long time before I will be able to trust anybody again. And it's going to be a really long time before I post a man. If you see a man on my social media, it's an ad and he paid for it.
Maybe just like take a break.
Oh, I'm not dating for a while.
Yeah, take a break.
I'm emotionally damaged.
Should take a break and not take dick for a while.
Well, yeah, I haven't. You know, thankfully after
a while.
You mean
in the 5 days since you broke up?
No, I stopped sleeping with him a few weeks ago and was because I felt something was off and I was right.
Yeah, good, because he was fucking dirty.
Yeah, I would say probably a month and a half around when I started really coming to you and I was like, I just can't.
So I'll be taking applications for her next boyfriend.
Yeah.
Applications will be on Wednesdays between 4:30 and 6.
We'll make an interview for him.
I'd like to have a second look at these applications.
Yeah, I trust you guys. Yeah.
We'll have a panel interview. We'll have a committee board and I will sit chair.
Yep.
Dan knows a lot of shit bags, so.
So, it obviously I can't make my own decisions when it comes to men,
meeting I think at Purdy's
bar. I love it. I love it.
And to get an interview, it will cost you a drink or an appetizer.
It's going
to
cost you $1,500. $1,500 non-refundable fee.
if you make it past the application, there's going to be a processing fee of $500. And there's going to be a non-refundable deposit of $1,500. half of that goes to the reciprocant of said date, so that would be Amy.
Where's the other half go? That goes
to the committee so we can embezzle the funds.
It goes to the committee so we can fund podcasts and
drinking to deal with my bullshit.
I was gonna say cocaine and alcohol.
Oh my god, I don't do cocaine, so that's
that sounds like a great fucking time.
That's all you guys.
But no joke, at least a $20 application fee.
50? What are you talking about?
No, okay. Yeah, we got to
wasting my time.
That's fine.
We're also running credit reports.
Yes, background checks.
Oh, then it's going to have to be at least $100.
Yeah, have the credit score ready. If it's anything below a 700, mm-hmm. you will not be accepted. Yeah. Automatic.
Your credit score is like a 500.
Mine's way below 700.
If you can't finance your own car,
you
bro,
have said that out loud.
You don't make the cut.
Yeah, if you can't finance your own car, you're not going
to fucking... I need to see your car registration to make sure that the car's in your name.
In your name. we need to know that other bitches aren't financing fucking cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the question. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Yeah, she needs wiener.
Daddy gets tired. He likes to go to bed early.
Yeah,
it's already like I wanted to be in bed an hour ago.
Yeah, also, yeah, if it gets too late, then I won't get
my bodyguards for tonight.
Now I'm
already getting tired.
Okay, debate the internet. Which blogger do you want to have your back in a bar fight, and which blogger do you want to be your wingman? So instead of blogger, let's just go with your favorite your favorite YouTuber or podcaster,
Andrew Tate.
As you're in a bar fight or a wingman? You can say his brother Tristan Tate is your wingman.
Okay. I don't know who his brother is, but okay.
Tristan Tate.
Okay.
Imagine the same exact dude, just younger, calmer, more hair, and not 4-time world kickboxing champion.
Can he beat people up?
He is still a trained fighter. He just didn't compete.
Nope,
like his
I changed
did.
My answer. You know who I would want? You said bodyguard, right?
Have your back in a bar fight or your wingman?
In a bar fight?
Bar fight and as your wingman. And which blogger do you want as your wingman?
Joe Rogan.
Oh, you said YouTuber.
As which?
Oh. I want Joe Rogan to have my back in a bar fight.
That's not.
And I want Bert Kreischer as my wingman.
Are you a dude or a woman at this point?
No, I feel like he could totally pick up lots of dudes for me.
That's because you're a hot blonde with big tits and a fat ass.
Yeah, but he would break the ice.
He could literally walk up to him.
I don't know how to talk to boys.
You don't need a wingman.
You just said which one. You know I obviously had to
Who
pick.
Do you want to have your back in a bar fight?
Joe Rogan.
I said YouTuber or podcaster, and the fact you didn't say your boyfriend who's a podcaster is kind of fucked up.
Hey, so I didn't know offended. That you counted. Yeah, of course you'd be my number one, baby.
Yeah, sure. How about you go fuck Joe Rogan?
I would.
Are you butthurt right now?
Also, challenge? No, I'm joking. That was a joke.
You're fucked up.
I would love for Big Danny G from SBA podcast to be my.
Now you're just patronizing me. Patronizing? What is that word?
Patronizing.
Big Danny G. Praise David Beckham.
Perkins at the coffee.
Perkins at the coffee.
Someone's not getting weeded tonight.
I just can't.
I think Andrew Tate. I'm just
gonna mount her with my cock.
Oh
later.
My god! Let Please. Me leave first.
Like super, like super fucking disrespectfully.
Damage.
Super disrespectfully.
Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait, right. Can we do one more?
No.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Can you make it quick?
We voted. Yes, and you
yes, we're making
you made it long because you kept talking.
We're making it quick. That was a dumb question.
Made it quick.
It wasn't dumb, but I want to
debate the internet. If you could only have 4 teeth in your entire mouth, where would they be?
In my mouth? What the fuck? I would have 4?
4?
I'm thinking my 4 front teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could at least sit here and
like regardless you're going to look fucking stupid. I'd at least have the 4 front top ones.
No
what
bottom.
Chew them against.
Her gums.
No, I'll just eat tapioca pudding for the rest of my life.
Why the fuck do you need teeth at all?
Because when I talk,
at least when she smiles, she's got something.
I can see your top 8 teeth.
I know, but like at least it'll look kind of normal.
No.
Oh Jesus.
Okay.
All right. So where can people find you, Dan? You know, we never introed the podcast today.
Welcome to another episode of Talk Sour Podcast. I'm your co-host, the Reverend. I'm the preacher of truth.
Spitting facts. All right, where can people find you?
I'm a Reverend, by the way.
You're not. Are you really?
Yeah, he is a Reverend.
She's a... I need your big old wiener daddy. Passing just, notes in class.
I just thought I'd write you another note.
Thank you.
Jesus. I hope to have one day what you guys have. Please, please tell me that I will eventually find a good man.
I was sure. Blindsided.
Sure.
I honestly didn't think it was going to happen.
It still hasn't happened for her.
I'm still waiting for that day to come, Amy.
I've been telling her from... Okay, I just want to give advice out to all the guys. Be yourself. I've been telling her since day one, I am a giant shitbag, just a piece of shit asshole. And she agrees at this point.
She accepts.
Yeah, but you're not a fucking big giant piece of shit asshole to me. That's what counts.
There you go. You treat her like a princess and you treat everybody else.
She's like shit. She's about crossed that line to see it. Like she's just run right up on that line. Just she's about to cross. She goes,
I do that. I'm not touching you.
She comes like right up, and as soon as she fucking crosses that line, she's gonna see me be a fucking big old piece of shit to her.
But you
hopefully she doesn't. But she's fucking, she's tested the waters. That's for fucking
sure. She knows where that boundary is. And she's like, ooh.
Oh, this last weekend, I was about to fucking strangle her. Swear to God.
Jesus. In the bedroom.
She was getting sassy over everything that came out of my mouth. I was like, I will legit kill you right now.
Sometimes it's the whole, sometimes when I just need some space, mm-hmm. where I'm like, I need to put myself in the timeout.
If mm-hmm. you need space, don't have me go to a fucking child's birthday with you.
Hey, he had a great time.
Pretend like you didn't have a great time.
I mean, it was fun. I think Liam had a better time.
Yeah.
I think the other kids had a better time.
Sometimes I get to a point where I
was about ready to fight the staff at Family Fun Center, but that was just me.
Yeah. I get to a point sometimes where I'm like, oh, I need to go put myself into a corner.
And see, I like that.
I need quiet time.
No, me like, too. So Sunday, she's like, she had to go take care of her dog. She's like, I think I'm just going to go home since I got to take care of the dog. And it's already like 9 o'clock. I was literally one smart ass comment away from being like, just go the fuck home. Just go home.
But you know what?
I love you, but just go home.
That's good though. I think that's healthy because when a man's like, you know what? Go have your time out and let me know when you're done. Opposed to a man fucking tripping. You're leaving me? You're picking up with me? Yeah, bitch.
But I think that's why our relationship has like lasted as long as it has.
A whole 6 months.
Well, I mean, we made it past the 90-day threshold. I think that 90 days is very important. But
we didn't realize the first 90 days went by because we were just entering each other's genitals.
Oh, all the time.
Emotional damage.
No, where's but
it was just that? All up in your fucking meat taco and.
Wow.
Okay. And, yeah, I had more orgasms in that fucking first 3 months than I've ever had in my entire life.
She had more orgasms in the first 2 weeks than she's had in her entire life.
Legit.
She was like,
we had a conversation after the first couple times she had sex.
Holy shit, this is what it feels like?
No, she was like, within the first couple nights of having sex, she's like, I've only had like 4 orgasms in my life. From a penis.
From a man.
Oh.
And after, I think it was like the first couple times we had sex, I was like, shit, I've doubled the amount of orgasms you've had from dick.
Yeah, it's because he actually fucking cares.
Yeah, there's a difference.
He's not lazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for you guys.
Thanks.
Maybe one day I'll find...
We'll get man, you one.
Maybe.
A biker man that knows how to work on cars that
maybe.
Is tatted and bearded and
don't if you want shit. Don't date a fucking club guy if you want him to have time.
Well,
you got to pick. Do you want him to have time?
He's not in a club,
you?
But he's associated with a club somewhat kind of sort of.
Yeah, but like honestly though, think about it. You are the type of person that kind of likes your own time too. Like would that be mm-hmm. that bad?
No, I want him to have his own life and have his own hobbies.
Like you date a club guy, he could be like, hey, I'm going down to the fucking bar for a drink, and all of a sudden you get a text from him 5 hours later, and you're like, I'm in Walla Walla. I'll see you in 2 days.
I'm like, all right.
It happens.
Whenever. I played it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
I don't know what she's talking about.
No.
Nobody here is affiliated with a club.
No. Sorry.
Club of bad assery.
Club of wee wees.
Yeah. Club of wee wees.
Okay.
You can find me anywhere at Big Danny G. Check out my podcast, SBA Podcast. It's just as much of a shit show. Yeah. Cody.
Don't call me that.
Don't call her that, Dan.
You can find me.
Little Demi.
Ooh, I'll take that. I'll take that one.
She's got all the cakes.
She's got the cakes that I want
to
eat.
Jesus Christ. He hasn't referred to me to that in a while. You can find me.
I told her she's got this. She's being sassy and I'm like, you're the snack that sasses back.
You can find me on Instagram at thatcodybish.
She's my, I would say she's my snack, but if you've seen that ass, she's my whole goddamn meal.
Yeah. That.
The whole meal.
The whole meal.
The whole thing.
And the dessert.
Yep.
We need to get the fuck off of here so I can go eat her like a fucking porterhouse steak.
Can I just putting our fucking sex life out there like that?
We get it. You guys love
this is a
you
sex podcast.
Great sex. And I'm over here just fucking,
babe,
you know.
I am a man of, I'm a woman of Jabus.
My birthday?
Yeah.
You've asked me this like four times.
I'm going to keep asking you.
No, yeah. Her birthday was just a couple months ago.
You know?
Was it?
When yeah, that it was horrific her night at the bar at happened.
That was her birthday.
Oh, that's right.
That was the first time I met Amy, and that's I was like, oh my God, it's your birthday. Let's go up to the bar and get shots.
Yeah.
That was my icebreaker.
Yeah.
What's the next holiday that is acceptable to give gifts?
Easter? Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. We should get her like the best vibrator on the market for Mother's Day.
I would love that. I'm like,
we'll get her the magic wand.
I don't know if it's acceptable for you to gift Amy a vibrator.
How about I go grab it and you can put just your name on it and you can give it to her?
How about you? Okay.
I'm just like, that's a little weird.
I don't care.
That's a little, I'm pretty sure.
Happy Mother's Day.
That is not a great gift for your friend.
Oh, wow.
My friend and listener gave me a fucking penis tuxedo for Christmas, okay? I feel like there's no lines anymore.
Yeah, but that's not gifting your friend someone to give her sexual pleasure and orgasms. That's a little weird.
I don't know. I could put this on and fuck you formally.
Oh my God. All right, you can find me on Instagram at amyunfiltered_. I probably won't accept you because my shit's private. But you can follow my public page at Bad Bitch Rides or Toxic Hour with 3 C's, or you can find me on TikTok at Bad Bitch Rides. Thanks for coming.
Oh, did you already throw yours out there?
To this shit show. We'll see you guys next week, motherfuckers.